Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And once again, we are delighted to welcome back from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, our Owen Cannon, to give his picks of the best of what's new to watch this weekend, or at least some of what's new to watch this weekend. And we will start with this. This is new to Sky Now. It's a series which tells the story of the Baltimore Police Department and the corruption surrounding the task force. This is We Own This City.
I'm Nicole Steele with the Department of Justice.
In a city of 620,000, BPD cops reported over 300,000 pedestrian stops in the last 5 years.
You guys have locked up and beat on so many people, we can't get 12 in a box who are willing to trust what a cop says.
Could there ever be a moment where a police officer performed their job in such a manner that you would agree with the finding that he should be fired for abusive behavior or brutality?
Certainly.
Has it ever happened?
Yeah, so it's from the creator of The Wire, David Simon. So it's kind of maybe a spiritual successor to The Wire, maybe a spiritual sixth season even.
Oh,
so
okay.
if you're a fan of The Wire, you definitely should tune into this one. Yeah, so it stars John Bernthal. It's a 6-episode miniseries, chronicles kind of the rise and the fall of the police task force, gun task force in Baltimore. So they were tasked with taking guns off the streets from 2007, but it ended up being kind of a collapse of morality in the American city. And
because of corruption within the police?
Yes, the police department were incredibly corrupt. John Bernthal, he plays one of the sergeants, Wayne Jenkins, who was one of the 8 corrupt police officers who did some jail time. It's a very disorientating series. It's definitely not for the faint-hearted. It's one of those true stories, so it's kind of got a bit of weight to it as well.
Is it a documentary series?
No, it's based on a book, and this is just like the live action reinterpretation of it.
Okay.
So it is based on real events, but it's just a dramatization, and it's very dark and gritty. So definitely not one to watch maybe with your tea, maybe late at night when the kids are gone to bed. It's basically how the police became affiliated with gang members and how corrupt it all became. And fantastic performances there as well.
All right, well, I'll certainly put that one on there to watch, I suppose, well, whenever you deem fit to watch for yourself.
Yeah, new
to
mood.
In the mood. Sky Now new series, We Own This City. Now, if you're looking for some light entertainment after that,
yes.
Well, then this might well tick the boxes. This is new to Prime Video, a new series, kind of a reality TV series, I guess, Backstage with Catherine Ryan, which basically, well, it is what it says on the tin. It goes backstage in stand-up comedy, to give you an insight into the life of the comedians.
Yeah, exactly. So Catherine Ryan, she's got a brand new live comedy show. So you see bits of that, and then there's kind of an exclusive look behind the scenes at what exactly goes on between the comics when they're getting ready.
Please welcome on stage the wonderful Catherine Ryan!
We have some of the funniest comics alive.
You're in for a real treat.
Well, if that's offensive, where I'm going is not great.
Stand by. I'm going to go as well. I have a dedicated makeup room.
It's an emergency room, isn't it?
Special effects, yeah.
It's the same people that did Jurassic Park.
It's actually quite funny because there's a few very well-known UK and Irish comedians in there. There's likes of Frankie Boyle, Jimmy Carr, Sean Walsh, and also Joanne McNally, who's quite popular here with their podcast as well. And it's just basically peeping behind the curtain just to see what they get up to. It's a bit daft and it's full of cheesy one-liners and dirty one-liners as well. But I think this is one that a lot of people would like because you don't get that many comedy series like this.
But I'm just wondering, I mean, will it sustain itself? I suppose it depends on who the comic is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? So it's kind of like there's a big mix of comedians in there. Catherine Ryan is obviously the host and she'll kind of, you know, you get to see how she creates her own jokes about with the writers as well. And then there's just her talking to her guests as they're getting their makeup done and stuff. It's just, you know, funny off the cuff stuff that you might not see without the cameras there rolling, unfiltered, I guess.
Oh, we'll give it a shot anyway. If you're in
I'd recommend it for sure.
Okay, all right, backstage with Catherine. I have to say, I mean, I don't know who Catherine Ryan is.
Oh, you don't?
No,
oh.
And I hear that she's been on like stuff like, you know, Have I Got News for You and 8 out of 10 Cats and all the rest.
She's got an Irish connection as well. So I used to work at TV in London and I met her a few times and she's lovely.
She's funny.
Yeah, she's very nice. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll
take my word for it.
Oh, we always take your word for it. Always. All right. So backstage with Catherine Ryan, that's new to Prime Video. People are now throwing their eyes up to heaven. What do you mean she's never heard of Catherine Ryan? What's wrong with her? I've always said I'm not at one with my culture at all. Okay. And we will conclude for this week with this, continuing the Marvel Cinematic Universe series and featuring the character of Kamala Khan, or Ms. Marvel.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Another Avengers shirt. Cute.
She thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Boys. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You're kind of on my shirt.
Sorry.
But you're staring out the window in your little fantasy land. Kamala. Hey. Already? Really? Come on. Like.
Do I have to figure out my whole future before launch, or is there like... Maybe they're right. I spend too much time in fantasy land.
Yes, so this is, I think, the sixth live-action Marvel series in the last year and a half-ish. And it takes
we've talked about them all, really.
We have, actually, I think, Carol, yeah. And I've watched them all as well, which is, you know, another topic for discussion. But this is the first Muslim-American teenager to feature in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's based in Jersey City. It's a 16-year-old girl. She discovers a magical bangle, and she gets superpowers from it. She's a huge fan of all of the Marvel superheroes, and so she kind of discovers this and she gets superpowers. So it's kind of how she deals with her high school life, her family life, pressure from her parents, and then also hiding this new identity that she's found. And it's definitely for a more younger audience, I will say that. But at the same time, I know that Marvel fans will absolutely eat this up because they've eaten up everything that Disney Plus throws at us.
Indeed.
And it'll be funny or interesting to see if they bring her into the movies as well at a later date.
There you go. All right. Just to recap, We Own the City, new series to Sky Now. Backstage with Catherine Ryan, that's also a new series to Prime Video. And a new series to Disney to conclude Miss Marvel. Owen, as always, thank you for that. Happy viewing this week. And we will look forward to catching up with you again, as always, Saturday Live next week.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Carol.